Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the war in Ukraine is at a turning point, as Russia claims its forces are withdrawing from positions in and around Kyiv, the capital. But to some analysts, the Russian military is simply repositioning those troops. The Kremlin also says it's turning its focus to the Donbas region in eastern Ukraine. Meantime, new intelligence reports out of the U.S. and the U.K. suggest advisors to Russian President Vladimir Putin have downplayed Russian military struggles. Let's talk now to Jeffrey Edmonds. He's research scientist at CNA and former director for Russia at the White House National Security Council. Jeffrey, thank you for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.
Can I first ask you about this intelligence from the UK and the US showing, according to the White House, that Putin's advisors have misled him about what's happening on the ground in Ukraine because they may be afraid to tell him the truth? Would that make sense to you based on what you're seeing?
It does make sense to me. And it's not, what I would say is this actually goes back into the Cold War. You know, both the Soviet and Russian intelligence services just don't exist in the same kind of environment that the United States intelligence community does, where you're speaking truth to power. For them, it's always been about making your boss happy. It's hard for me to imagine someone walking into Putin's office and saying, actually, Mr. President, your assumptions about Ukraine are all wrong. I just don't think that's a situation that would happen.
So if that is the case, how might Vladimir Putin be seeing how things are going?
He might not understand how poorly the Russians have actually performed or the number of casualties they've sustained. He would definitely be able to pick up some of this, but I doubt he's getting the full picture.
And if that's the case, would Vladimir Putin potentially say, okay, if things are rosy, as some of these advisors might want to put it, would he say, keep doing what you're doing, keep going?
So I think what at this point they can't hide from him is that they have not taken over Kyiv and Kharkiv, and Zelensky is still there. And so I think, you know, there's only so much that military leaders can do to hide the fact that the Russian military has failed spectacularly to achieve their initial war aims.
Now, if this is indeed the case that these advisors are hiding these realities from Vladimir Putin, why would the U.S., why would the U.K. come out and say this out loud?
Well, I think since the beginning of this conflict, what we've seen is it's been very useful to share as much intelligence about the conflict as we can. And I think that brings all of our partners and allies on board. It also speaks to the Russian people. Russia is not a sealed-off society. They do have access to some news and Western reporting. And so in one sense, this is to kind of let the whole world know that this thing is not going well and that Putin's making poor decisions. Not that he would make good decisions with good intelligence, but that the situation is actually much worse than people in Russia believe that it is.
Hmm. All right, let me ask you about what appears to be happening on the battlefield. Russia says it will scale back its attacks in Ukraine, specifically in and around the capital of Kyiv. Is that what you see actually happening? Is there a pullback?
So we are seeing some of a pullback. What we're not seeing is these troops redeploying to Russia. But it does appear that either Putin and the military leadership are adjusting their war aims because they just simply haven't been able to take over these cities. It was very clear from the beginning that taking over the cities, at least in their view, would lead to the downfall of the resistance, and that clearly hasn't been the case. I think it's still early, too early to tell if this is going to be a full pullback from those cities and a focus on the east, or if it's just a regrouping and they go back and continue to try to encircle the cities. But what is apparent is regardless of these units pulling back, they're continuing to shell the cities, probably in an attempt to coerce the Ukrainians to a negotiated settlement that favors the Kremlin.
And as far as potentially readjusting strategy, what broad strategy options do you think the Russian military has?
Well, I think that's what they're struggling to figure out right now, and why they're suddenly saying, well, we're going to go focus on Donbas. That's always been our objective. That clearly wasn't their only objective to begin with. But I think they're running into the hard reality on the battlefield that they simply can't do what they wanted to do. And in military jargon, we say that they've culminated in the sense that they can't really conduct further offensive operations around these cities. And so I think they're being forced to recognize that fact and then to refocus at least on the east because they think they can at least do something there.
Okay. And finally, if I can ask you about the Ukrainian side today, the Ukrainian President Zelensky asked Australia for more military support, more sanctions against Russia. He, of course, has asked for a no-fly zone, but NATO and the United States say they won't impose that. At this moment, does Ukraine have the military hardware it needs to defend itself?
So I think the Ukrainian military will need more. I think right now they clearly, I mean, it's hard to tell what is going on inside the Ukrainian military from the outside, but what's very clear is that they're a resilient force because they're actually retaking and land and counterattacking against the Russians. In order to keep that up, I think the Ukrainians will need more military aid, and that's what I'm hoping we're able to provide.
Jeffrey Edmonds is a research scientist at CNA who focuses on the Russian military, and he's former director for Russia at the White House National Security Council. Jeffrey, thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me.